In Bishvil Shlo Yuka Kaisel. The reason why you put the plate there is not because you want the water to wash off the plate, but just you don't want the wool to get dirty. You have a nice wool there, so you're putting a plate on top to make the rainwater not to come on the wool. It's not called Yunicha with the water. You don't want to use the water at all. Faket, you just wanted the water to go away. So you never use that water. If this water now comes down and falls on the Eichlim, it's not Makabel Tumah. So you see what? That since you're only using it not to get something dirty, it's not Choshev, it's not called Yav Machshava. For the Gemara Vayitim, Midom, Okan Tushlos this. Hosam loika boyeluhu lahani mashkin klau. Here, when the water comes down, it's better off with not raining today at all. You don't want the water in the kli. You don't want the water on the wall. So what are you putting the kli here? Just to stop the rainwater from getting the wall dirty. So this water, you don't want at all. So that's not called your machshavet at all. Mashenken hocho kaboilu lahai kis lekabula beziva. Our koponim, he's wearing this kiss for your purpose. He's wearing it because he wants the zav to go inside it. True, he doesn't want it. Why? Because he doesn't want it to go on his pagodim. He doesn't want to get dirty. Where does he want it to go into? He wants to go into this kiss. So it's called, he is carrying it out. So it should be called Derech Chaitzo. Hole Domi is no Tzush. Hole Domi is only Tzush. El Lesefa to the Sefa, this Bryce before. Areva. If you have an Areva, is a big kli that usually make a dough inside it. Shiyorah Dlaf L'Teichon. That the rainwater fell inside it. In other words, there was a leak in the roof. And you put a kli underneath to makabel the rainwater. You don't want the rainwater to fall all over the house. So you don't put a kli underneath to makabel the rainwater. Lach is like this. Mayim hani tozim vanitzofim, the water that spritches off and goes outside on the floor, eme b'chayuta. If that water falls on Eichlim, it's not makabel tumah, because you never wanted that water. Of a shebetoicha, the water that falls inside Yareva, hareza ye b'chayuta. That water is considered you wanted the water here. True, you don't have any use for the water, just you don't want the water to be on the floor. But since you want the water to be in this kli, it's called that yunicha, the water to be here, like you have some use for the water here. Not to be in the floor dirty in the house, you want it to be in the kli. So you see, such a warning to be here is yet called the chashuv zach. So here also, since the zav, when he wears this kiss around the zaver, he wants the zava, the zivas, to go inside the kiss. So he's carrying outside this kiss, it's called the chashuv itzor. So it's rik shver, it should be chayiv on Shabbos. Because a beged, it's not called a beged. Since his only purpose of wearing it is just not to get his clothing dirty, it's not called a beged. Is it called Derech Chaitzor? Yes, it's called Derech Chaitzor because he's wearing it for purpose. His purpose is that he doesn't want the Zavis to go all around. He wants to go inside his bag. So inside the bag is called, he's carrying out the bag for purpose. He should be Chayiv. We've seen it before. This is why it's Shver, Bissel, the Isha, when she Nida, when she walks out with the pits. That means since she wants the Dam to go where? In the pit. She doesn't want the Dam to go any other place. So it's called, when she's carrying it out, it's called the Choshev Chaitzor. It's called Chaitzor of Etzerich. No, what's the heter to wear it though? It has to have a shame beggar to it. So the only reason she's wearing is just not to get her clothing dirty. That's no heter. That's not called a beggar. There has to be some other heter. We're saying by Nida says she doesn't want it to go on her thigh, on the legs. And then she'll have tsar. So then it's called a beggar. It's called, it's taking away the tsar. She's protecting her from tsar. So Kaufman here with Rik Shver. When the Zav walks out with it, since he wants it, because he wants the Zav to go inside it, he should be chayiv on Shabbos. So with Shrik Shver, who's the man Yom Tzedes Potter? Since it's a derech for a Zav, calls the man, he has the Zav, things coming out of him, it's a derech to wear it. So he should be chayiv and Shabbos. And a beggar, it's not called a beggar, so what's the heter? Why do we say it's only Potter? And for the Gemara, El Rabbi Yevarova, Tamar Tavai, there's a new terrace. Lekasha, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon. The terrace to this is, it's called the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. The reason why you're Potter is according to Rabbi Shimon. No, the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Potter on Shabbos. That means Shabrit Soinoi Laitasa. This is the cloud of the Nats Mesef Shabbos. We'll see more later on about it. But the only Chayv on Shabbos, Melechas Mashavas, when you want to do the Melacha, and you want to do it. Mashenkin, Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, Rashi touches up, Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, Shabrit Soinoi Laitasa. It was up to you, you wouldn't want this whole thing to happen. You don't want the tachos of the mloch. It was up to you, you'd better off not having the ziva altogether. Shall yod the boy kiss? Because of the ziva, you have to carry out the kiss. So the carrying out the kiss is called the mloch. That's why you put her. If you carry a mace outside the room, outside the house, According to Rabbi Shimon, you put them on Shabbos. Because it's called the melacha shein tzricha gufo. You don't want the ikar melacha of carrying the mace there. It would be better for you if the mace wouldn't be here altogether. As the ikar hoitzor in the Mishkan was, when you have a kli here, and now you need this kli over there for a purpose, you have to use it there. So I'm taking it from here to there to use it over there. That's called the melacha hoitzor. But here, it'll be better off you not to have the zav altogether. You don't really want to carry out this kiss. It would be up to you, I'd rather not have the ziva, and I wouldn't want to do the melacha altogether. That's called the melacha shrein tzigla gufa, the rashi shiti, Rabbi Shimon holds your potter, and the Yehuda holds your chayiv. This is Rashi's svara, we'll see later on, it's a very shvera svara. Tosfos always learns the hesbin and the dikiv, like Tosfos learns a little different svara. The svara is like this, that it has to be the same tachla, the same purpose, what it did in the Mishkan. Hey, that's called melacha tzricha gufa, for the same purpose why they did the melacha in the Mishkan. Now, Hitzor and the melacha was done for purpose that you had a kli here and you wanted to use that kli over there. The kli had to be used over there. That's why you took it out to use it over there. A mace, when you have a mace in the room and you want to carry him outside, it's not the pshat you want the mace to use him over there. It's just the pshat you don't want it here. So that's the reason why you're carrying it out, is not for the same purpose. It was done in the Mishkan, therefore you put the kohen lalocha, you put the like Reb Shimon. So you're also the Zav basis. You're not carrying it out for purpose. You're able to use it over there. Right. So that's the maskana. This Bryce, it says, Yipater goes according to Reb Shimon that calls him Locha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. That's why Yipater. But if I'm not for this Hezbollah, it's called the good Hoch. So, and you would be Chayiv. The Maratona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Yoit Se Yodim B'Tfil Nera Shabbos Im Chashecha. You let it work out with your Tfil and Friday, Tfil and before Shki on Friday. Why, my time now? Kivun the Yom Rabba Barapuna. You're supposed to say the touch your tefillin, like remember you're wearing tefillin. Kavachaymim, it sits. Kavachaymim from the Kohen Gadol is wearing a tzitz. Ma tzitz, the Kohen Gadol used to wear Shein Bel as Korasachas. Only said last Shem one time. Omru Torah v'hoyah metzchei tomid. What does it mean, tomid? Shlo yisir daitim nenu. You shouldn't take your mind away from the tzitz. The Kohen can say that how to think about the tzitz. Is tefillin, when every person wears tefillin. Sheyesh bo as Koras Harbet has a lot of Hashemus. A lot of Hashem's name is in the tefillin. Halachas kama b'kama. That say that you have to like feel your tefillin. Remember, you're wearing tefillin. Hilkach midchat chilu. Therefore, we're not afraid if you wear your tefillin Friday afternoon before Shkia that you walk out with it on Shabbos also. But since you're supposed to remember to say that you're wearing tefillin, you'll zicha take it off before Shabbos. Tanya Chanina Chananya Oimer Chayiv Odom Lemashmesh Bebegodav Eres Shabbos Im Chashecha. Friday, when you leave the house to go to shul, before you go out, you're supposed to check over the begodim you're wearing. Why? To make sure you're not carrying, so you make sure you won't come to carry it out on Shabbos. Om Rav Yosef, Hilchos HaRabs L'Shabbos is a very important halacha for Shabbos. That before you leave your house Friday, like right before Shkia, you should check out what's in your pockets. Make sure you're not carrying anything. Trashi. L'mashmash begodim, Shlo yehei korach b'shum dover, pen yetienu. Hilchos HaRabs say Dover Godu Yeshkan Lafrisha Meyisa Shabbos. So a big interesting shaila here is before Friday when you leave your house, you're supposed to check out all your begodim. The shaila is, what about on Shabbos itself? Are you allowed to put something into your beged on Shabbos? Very interesting. You have a handkerchief on Shabbos in your house. Are you allowed to walk around with a handkerchief in your pocket? Or in a yarmulke, you want to put a yarmulke in your pocket? Anything in the house on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear it. Some people want to say a lot of it's also. Is that worse than this Gemara? The Gemara says here, before Shabbos comes, it's supposed to be Mashmash Begodav, supposed to check out the Begodav, make sure you have nothing inside it. Today, on Shabbos, when you walk out, you won't walk out with it. So what's them pshita on Shabbos goofy? You shouldn't put anything inside your pockets, because you're about to have the same Zera. Maybe you forget to walk out with it on Shabbos. Look to what I tell from a Moshe like that also. The reason to actually tzas kula for the Olam, that they're not so much from this, would be like this. That the Zikr Allah here is talking about before you go out on Shabbos. Before you go out on Shabbat, there's a chiyah to check your begodim. So the chiddush here is you have to check it even Friday before Shkia. Who are then avad on Shabbat? Every time before you leave your house, there's a chiyah to check your begodim. So Mela wouldn't be so gefilch if you put something in your pockets on Shabbat. Because about that the corner is before you leave your house, you're supposed to check your begodim. So even if you did put your handkerchief inside, but you're supposed to check before you leave out. But I'm not so zikha, not so poshut. The more mistaf would be the first way. They said, Enechnami, that on Shabbos tak, you shouldn't put anything in your pocket throughout those Shabbos, because you have the same gzera. If you put something in your pocket on Shabbos, it's a gzera. Maybe you walk out with it on Shabbos. The Vada Mitzchila, it's better if not to. It's better not to put things in your pocket on Shabbos. Shouldn't come to the gzera, you walk out with it on Shabbos. Right. Lo yifale as Caleb. Can't pick off the lights from your Caleb. Iboiluhu.
What's the pshat in the Yisr? Lo yafalef kelev b'yoin shemi yohorik. It's the exactly you shouldn't talk about on Shabbos itself, even in the daytime. You're not allowed to pick off the lights. Adi b'godim. It's exactly maybe you kill them. And you're not allowed to kill lights on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar he the time yom Rabbi Elazar horik kina b'Shabbos kilu horik gomul. He holds that he kill a little lice on Shabbos is the same misser as you have to kill the big gomel, a big camel. I think he means to say as misser the rice, he holds that killing a lice. It's awesome. And then the Mishnah means another halacha. Then v'loyikor l'haner Hashem miyata. Then this halacha not to read in front of a nap. Shita, that's only Friday night. You shouldn't read in front of the light. That's one shot. When the Mishnah says lo yifalas Caleb, don't pull out the lights on Shabbos, it only means Friday night in front of the candle. It's the same zera. If you start to pull off the lights out of your degodim on Shabbos, we're afraid you need more light, so you move the candle closer to you and you move the wick, and you'll be over there some other. Is there an issa killing lights on Shabbos, or there's no issa killing lights on Shabbos? Well, so there's no issa killing lights on Shabbos. Toshima, ain't poiling, you're not allowed to pick out the lights. We ain't kernel on there. So Kurtz are right, they're both out there, or on there. So the Gemara name, me leaving with Masdisin, this is more of a right than the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says both together. And when Mesupik, what's Pshan the Mishnah? So same thing, you have a Sufik, what's Pshan the Braisa? Toshima, ain't poiling, you're on there, here it says claw. You can't pull out the lights in front of the Nair. Mashma, that's the only issue. We ain't kernel on there. Who are then you can't read in front of the Nair. Elum and Alochas is both of an Alochas, Shomer, Balias, Hananya, Ben Chiske, Ben Gurin. Shemamina tavayu shemiyata shemamina. Masha, the both only exeri, you can't pull out the lights from your begodim only at night in front of the candle. The exeri, you come to pull the wick. But in the daytime, you're allowed to pull out the lights out of your begodim, and you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos also. And we hold not like Rebbe Elazar. Soon see why. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Afilu lahavchin, bein bigdor lebigdor ishtai, it's also rosa. It's Friday night. Amol didn't have electricity, you only have candle light. You're not allowed to use candlelight to open up the closet and look the difference between your begodim and your wife's begodim. Because that's Sarach Ian. So Rashi says this means of Adam time of the Gemara when the dresses used to look alike. There wasn't that much of a difference between a man's dress and a woman's dress. Rashi, Afilu. By the Omarava, Le'emon Elo B'nei Mechuzah. So I'm talking about the people of B'nei Mechuzah. Abu the B'nei Chakloi made the idea. They didn't do too much work. Even the men's begodim were very wide to shalisha. It means to say that time the women and men's begodim looked alike. So due to look in the closet to tell the difference, you had to be ma'ayin there. So you have to be ma'ayin. It's also to use the candlelight for that. That they have different type of begodim. It's very easy to tell the difference between a dress and a suit. It'll be mutter to take out his suit from the closet. It doesn't take any eon. When they're old. But the yal this medidi also they have much different dress, and then it's kosher to tell the difference. It'll be mutter. Huh? It's only candles medik zayim. They took the wick. They're not going to the switches. Maybe a deal trash it begodi al noshim yitzorim. By the Tana Rabbanan. Ein poilim b'shus rab. This time of meet us in the middle of the week. You shouldn't stand in the street and pull out the lights from your begodim. But they are covered. It's not nice to do it in front of people. It's me. It's in front of other people. You shouldn't do this. If you have to vomit, don't vomit b'shus rab. It's not nice. It's not covered. No, it's me. You shouldn't do it. But they are covered. Tana Rabbanan. Hamafales Caliph. Somebody wants to take the light out of this kalim, is moilon, you allowed to rub it, like kamamatashis, that means to make it very weak, and throw it away. You can't kill it. That's not the first man niyama. You're not allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Abishur lama, noito, take it berserk. He holds faket. Just pick it off the begotten and throw it away. Bavachlo yimu. He holds you can't even rub it. You can't even make it weak first. Because he by says push, it's machlokes. Rashi holds because he holds like the blazer that if you kill this nisi the raisa, so even goes there, not even rubbing it, maybe you come to kill it. Avomer Rafuna, what's the locha locha meilu? No, you're allowed to rub it, bezerik, and you're allowed to throw it away. Vizel kvoidli, the afilu bechel. That's covered, not to kill it, and even bechel, just roll it up a little bit, make it like a week, and so it won't come back on you, and throw it away. I'll say out there. Of a rabba miktalu. Rabba used to kill it even on Shabbos. And that's the locha, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Rav Sheshis Matlu. Rav Sheshis also used to take it and kill it even on Shabbos. Rav Shadyul Kanya Demaya. Rav used to take this lice out of his begodim, used to throw it in the water and drown it there. Omulu Rav Nechem Labante. And Nechem used to tell his daughters, Ketulin, go kill this lice. Vashminanli kola. Let me hear the noise when you're killing it. This sounds from the soy. I hate it. No, that since it's coming to eat me, to bother me, so adarabe, it's good to kill it, and then let me even hear the noise how you kill it. Shashi, moilo vizorik vishabis, moilo liyala rovit lahatish koichim, to make it weak. Shlo yachsu alo, it shouldn't come back to you. Mavad shlo yamalom, bedoichik viyorik, you shouldn't come to kill it. So drash, this really a rigas kina shvus, it's on yasin rabon. V'yabashol kreb lozado, o mechayiv chatis, suka kazrinim lila shlo yorik. Abashol holds no, it's even awesome with your eyes to kill it. Therefore, melila, to roll which you can't do on Shabbos either. Just let it pick it up and throw it away. Abel aloch is maktalu horgon uvishabis. Lekon asafon it. Right, and that's the loch, you even let it kill it. And the reason why you let it kill it, the Gemara says later, it's one of the Shveras. Let's see a little bit light. Right, we'll see Rashi soon.
What's
not being between the Gemara and the Gemara? Well, let's see. Ein horgen es sa machilus b'shabes. Dibri b'shamay. You're not allowed to kill the machilus, means the kino, the lice, and azay hap b'shamay. U b'silu matirim. Now, loch is like b'silu, you're allowed to kill it even on Shabbos. So Rashi here rushes the Hezbon, Matirim is a Rashi, could the first time a parish from the Shrots, the more says later. Ma'elim Madomin de Bemishkon. We learn out the Issa Rigo from the behemoths in the Mishkon. Ma'elim Purim Barovim, just like Elim behemoths, they give birth to one another, they have a man and a female, and they give birth, I call all animals Shapora Barova. They give birth from a male and female. The Kina though, but a lice, ain't a Pora Barova. Doesn't come from a male and female, Ela mi boser Adam, he shereshes. It only grows out of the Adam itself. That's where the kida comes from. Therefore, there's no issa killing Shabbos. Mashenkin flies that come from male and female, there's an issa hariga. But a kida that only comes out of the person itself, who have been taloim, certain words that only come out of the meat, or come out of food that's created there, there also wouldn't be an issa to kill it. This is one of the Shver Gemara that Lamaisa, the Kashla, yes, the scientists know that as Manazeh, even kini, even lice, do give birth one to the other. There is a male, there is a female, they have under a microscope sign that they say clone, that the kini do give birth, and they tested it already and they saw it. So the Mr. Shver and the Gemara, what's Pshan this Gemara here? What's Pshan? Not Porvarova, that Lamaisa we see as Manazeh is Porvarova. But they say we have this different lice than them, that's like a Shver. So the Shver have a Miyash the Gemara. Someone at time there is, they're about in front of our own eyes. We can't see it. It's only under the microscope that you can see it. That's not Nechshev Parvarova. Hey, the Gemara's Parvarova means that we could see a male and female, and we see that we could see that Pashmish together. That's called such an animal that's doing it to a Parah, to Elim, as a Chiyav Skilim. But the little lice that we can't see, the male and female, it's only under the microscope you could tell it, that doesn't have a dim Parvarova. So it wouldn't be a theory what the scientist's famous man is here. Alright. What? Yeah. There's none of that. There's none of that. Right. Olam the yumnis, even to send them to learn the umin, you can't do on Shabbos. Ve menachem avelim, the bosom is out b'shamayin. You can't be menachem ovel on Shabbos. Ve mevakim chaylim b'shabbos. Divrei b'shamayin. Abo b'silu matirin. Aloch, all these things are mutter. So Drash Kodesh Shemir was away mer. Te bahani namen pligi b'shamayin b'silu. Ey mishatchim b'shatchim shumim tzich asecha. He holds on Shabbos, you only want to talk about dvorm shebashamayim, mitzvahs, and not about egna tzurichim. Or they fill them at tirms of Rashi. Why? Because Sarri chetzecha v'ches v'shemayim. Even your own tzrichim, but if it's a mitzvah involved, you're allowed to talk about it. So now, to make your shidduch, you're allowed to. It's in the prayer to a mitzvah. The gay to Menachem Ovo, v'akachoyim, since even though you're talking about yourself, but since they're mitzvahs, you're allowed to. So Rabbon, ha'nichnas l'vaki v'esachoylo, ayim v'shabbos, him l'izig v'fu v'kroy v'lovoy. Not supposed to talk too much to him, and not supposed to cry in front of him, give him too much sorrow, because you're not supposed to be mitzvah somebody on Shabbos. This is the Yetzer. Shabbos, him l'izig means I'm not allowed to cry out on Shabbos, or